Hi, and welcome to our August edition of the Adoption Star podcast. My name is Alex Rubin, and I'm the e-marketing coordinator at Adoption Star. This month's guest is going to be Sue Shaw, Adoption Star's birth parent specialist. And Sue works with birth parents, helping them and counseling them throughout their adoption journey, helping them make a decision that feels right to them. We're going to be covering a lot of different topics today on birth parents and the adoption journey. But if there's any questions that you have that we don't get around to, please email sue@adoptionstar.com. So we're here with Sue Shaw now, our birth parent specialist at Adoption Star. And Sue, let's just get right into the questions. Why is it so important that women work with an adoption agency?
I think it's important because an adoption agency will advocate for them and make sure their rights are protected. And an agency will also provide them with pre- and post-adoption counseling and services.
Now, what kind of support and services should expecting parents expect to receive when working with Adoption Star?
We provide free counseling, education, information, and referrals. We value everyone we work with. We encourage as much involvement that a birth parent is comfortable with. And we're dedicated to maintaining connection between birth parents and adoptive parents.
Okay, well.
And we also have our Blue Rose support group, which is a birth parent support group.
Okay. So what advice would you give to an expecting mother who is considering making an adoption plan?
The advice I would give them is to think about the best interests of their child, to weigh all their options, and that the decision is theirs and their decision only.
Okay. And what are some myths or about birth mothers and adoption that are generally untrue?
One myth that's a big myth, I think, is that all birth mothers are teenagers. This isn't true. I've seen all different ages, anywhere from 12 to 40 years old. I'd say the majority are in their 20s. And it seems women who seem to place can see their futures.
Okay, are there any other myths or?
Yeah, another myth is that there's no healthy babies in the United States, which is not true. There's tens of thousands of healthy babies in the United States that are waiting to be adopted. And another big myth is that the birth parents are going to stalk the adoptive parents. I hear that a lot, and I always tell people, don't watch Lifetime TV because that's not true what's going on. Birth parents, when they get to a point where they're ready to make an adoption plan, understand their boundaries and you know, what is expected of them in an open adoption.
So many people think of adoption as it was in the past, shrouded in secrecy, but today there are many adoptions that are either open or semi-open, which allows the birth family to have that connection with their child and their child's family. Can you speak about the changes and the way that our culture views adoption now than they did maybe even 20 years ago?
Well, like you said, 20 years ago, everything was a big secret. Now we do offer semi-open and open adoption. I'd say at least 85% of the women that I've worked with in the past have selected either semi-open or open adoption. The birth parents now are able to select the family, meet the family. And I think that adoptive families are realizing now the benefits of an open adoption and realizing how important it is in the child's life to know their history and background.
Now, what is the difference between open adoption and semi-open adoption?
Semi-open is pictures and letters. Open is pictures, letters, and so many visits a year with the child and the family.
This question, we actually received this on Twitter, so I figured I'd ask you. How much contact is perceived as generous or over and above while being reasonable in an open adoption?
Well, I'm a big advocate of open adoption. I think it just depends on how comfortable the birth parents are and the adoptive families. I've seen some adoptive families and birth families that have met maybe a couple more times on top of what they're already doing. And then I see other families that they're on the phone all the time. They see each other a lot. They email each other. So I think that it's reasonable based on your own discretion, what works for everybody, what everybody is comfortable with.
So open adoption, basically, it's built on trust. And as the families grow and learn and know each other a little better, the relationship grows with that. That would make sense?
Exactly, and I think it's just it's an extension of family.
So, Sue, the last question for you is going to be, what is the most rewarding aspect for you with working with expecting parents?
I think being there and helping the expectant parents through their journey and just seeing how much courage and strength and how brave these women are, that's very rewarding to me.
So, Sue, if an expectant mother is considering making an adoption plan and would like to learn more about adoption, how can they contact you?
They can call the office, the number is 716-639-3900, or they can email me at sue@adoptionstar.com.
We also have the Adoption Star website, which is just www.adoptionstar.com, and there's also our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/adoptstar. And that wraps up our August podcast for Adoption Star. Thank you for listening. And if you have any questions for our September podcast, send them over to alex@adoptionstar.com.